bazozama inzamo yonke yobugelekeqe bokuthi kungaphumeleli ukuthi sivote, even though i-constitution isithi silelungelo lokuvota. So thina-ke lamabandla ethu yinto esingeke sithi thina sesingaphomba ukuyiyekela sikhohlwe ngayo. Yinto esizoqhubeka siyilwisa. Ungabheka i-NERA khona manje, i-NERA eyiyona yamabandla ahlukeneyo aphusha for ama-reform wona lawa ama-election afana lezinto zona lezi ezibhekane le-diaspora vote. Namanje babhizi, sibhizi silama-lawyer who are looking into this thing ukuthi sizoyi-challenge even e-constitutional court yeZimbabwe. But izanu izokutshela ukuthi asiyali, inkinga yokuthi asilamali ukuthi sikwenelise khona lokhu ukuthi livote lingaphandle. Thina sithi asilandaba le mali yakho zanu, vele you are broke, you are useless. Thina we are able to do this on our own. Silama i-United Nations Development Program, UNDP, sayi-approacha kudala. They are willing and able to assist in making sure ukuthi amaZimbabweans angaphandle can vote.
Asithi-ke kwehlule imizamo yenu, kuyini elizakwenza?
Right now, uyabona ukuthi ngizobe ngikhuluma into eyisifiso. If mangingathi wonke umuntu ongaphandle eZimbabwe makahambe ekhaya ayoregister, it's almost literally impossible for abantu abaningi. Maybe abantu abase-South Africa, which is close by, yabo, bangakhona ukuthi bahambe bayoregister. So thina sizozama yonke inzamo esilayo possible. Like for instance, abase-South Africa ukuthi maybe bahambe there, because South Africa is the largest diaspora population. Anyway, we're talking 3 million. If we can find means for them ukuthi bayifike by bridge baregister to vote there. But all these izanu keeps coming up with throwing a lot of spanners into it, because now they start talking about a proof of residence. That requirement, a proof of residence, is not a constitutional requirement. It's just a way, again, of trying to rig our elections and make it impossible for abantu abanjengathi abangaphandle ukuthi bavote. Because even if abantu abase-South Africa abangathi crossani le by bridge, bazoyithatha phi bonke i-proof of residence yokuthi basala khona lapho i-area nale by bridge? There has to be a better way. I-ZANU-PF ma kukuthi yona izitshele ukuthi ile support yabantu, izinto ezifana lezi has to be clear. Vumelani abantu izizalwane zeZimbabwe zonke ilungelo labo lokuthi zivote.
Nkuthazo bani elipha izihlobo ezisekhaya ezenelisa ukuvota? Kukhona yini elizitshela khona?
Ye, okubalulekileyo khona manje mnumzana yikuthi mase siya ngaseqinisweni, singaya evote kuyovota khona manje the way izinto eziningi ngakhona. The playing field is not level. I-ZANU-PF ilokhe iyona econtrolayo i-registration process yamavote. Right now sile-biometric voters register that esayilwelayo ukuthi ibe khona, because we wanted to start afresh with a new voters roll, ngoba le ekhona le e-ZANU le ilama-ghost voters, ilabantu abanga-existiwe and all that, because they use it to manipulate ama-results. So thina we said okay, we need a new role, and savumelana ukuthi asizeni le BVR, i-biometric voters roll. And i-biometric voters roll le si-encourage abantu ukuthi bahambe bayoregister. But at the same time we are saying to abantu bakithi, singabi iziwula ezokuthi even if usiregistile i-voted still ingakhawunti, because now ngubani okontrola i-data yakhona? Yiyo futhi i-ZANU-PF. Because if that EC Liana is not fit ukuthi ibe independent, is it EC Liana is just an extension of ZANU-PF. So these are all the things that even it's in njengebandla lethu the MTC, we are discussing these things, and we are saying ukuthi, you know what, at the end of the day we need ukuthi abantu bame against any opportunity izane zami kuyicreate ukuthi rigama election. Nangcono kungabi le vote completely if kungela control e-independent.